The slow-developing 2024 presidential campaign is beginning to generate some steam. As I mentioned in the previous podcast, former UN ambassador and ex-South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is preparing for an imminent presidential announcement event in Charleston. Former Vice President Mike Pence already looks and acts like a candidate. This week, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu filed a super PAC committee entitled the, quote, Live Free or Die PAC, unquote, after his state's famous motto in preparation for a potential national bid. And former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is also exploring entering the race. Should all of these candidates who want to stop former President Donald Trump from again winning the party nomination actually enter the race, they may create the exact opposite effect. The more crowded the Republican field, the easier it will be for Trump to forge a winning plurality coalition just the way he did in 2016. A further analysis of all 435 House districts and how they performed in relation to their specific statistical partisan lean is stronger evidence that the redistricting maps were the big winner in the 2022 congressional election cycle. Looking at the projections from the 538 and Dave's redistricting app data organizations, we see that the combined accuracy factor yielded a rate of just under a whopping 96. Meaning 95.9% correct projections, or 417 from 435 calculations. Of the 18 winners who defied their individual district partisan lean rating, 14 are Republican versus just 4 Democrats. A total of 8 surprisingly came from California and New York, where 4 races in each state finished opposite of the partisan lean projection. All featured GOP candidates winning in Democratic seats, and largely accounts for the slim House Republican majority. Second-term Central Indiana U.S. Representative Victoria Spartz, the House's only Ukrainian-born member, announced that she will not enter the open U.S. Senate primary and won't even seek re-election next year. Congresswoman Spartz had previously confirmed that a Senate race was under consideration, but she was not viewed as a particularly strong potential candidate. The surprise decision, however, was her saying that she will retire completely from elective politics when her current term ends. Ms. Spartz says she has teenage daughters who need her guidance at home. The Spartz retirement decision means 6 House seats will already be open in the 2024 election cycle. Aside from the Indiana Congresswoman departing at the end of this 2-year term, Democratic Representatives Ruben Gallego of Arizona, Californians Katie Porter and Adam Schiff, and Republicans Jim Banks from Indiana and West Virginia's Alex Mooney have formally announced their intentions to forego another term in the House in order to run for the Senate. In the 2022 election cycle, we saw 63 House seats come open. Though this large a number is not again expected in 2024, we are already seeing a trend of House members jumping into early Senate campaigns. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.